we're hearing this term more and more these days, coal ash. Now, it's a byproduct from burning coal for electricity. Now, the Georgia Environmental Protection Division is considering tightening the rules on the ash, which can contain toxic materials like arsenic and mercury. As WABE's Molly Samuel reports, there have been coal ash disasters in other states in the last couple of years.
So much coal ash spilled out of a retention pond in Tennessee in 2008 that it destroyed homes and flooded a river. That and another big spill in North Carolina eventually led to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency introducing rules on how utilities should store the tons and tons of coal ash they produce. Jeff Cowan heads the Land Protection Branch of Georgia's Environmental Protection Division. He says Georgia will enforce the EPA. Rule.
And we're going to go above and beyond that.
Georgia Power has nearly 30 coal ash ponds in the state. There are even four inside the perimeter near Smyrna. But it's not just those ponds people are worried about. In Wayne County in South Georgia, a private landfill company is trying to bring coal ash from out of state on trains that are 100 cars long. At a meeting last night in Atlanta, Peggy Riggins delivered a couple hundred postcards from fellow Wayne County residents to the EPD asking for stricter laws.
She has your contact information, yes. So we'll get you a list.
To be honest, I appreciate the EPD listening to our concerns. I do not think the regulations are strong enough. I don't think they will protect us from a disaster.
The EPD's Cowan says his agency can't really do anything about coal ash from out of state, but it is planning to adopt regulations on municipal landfills like the one in Wayne County. It might also require utilities to set aside money to close and clean up coal ash storage facilities so that they don't end up abandoned. The EPD will keep working on its coal ash rule this summer. Molly Samuel, WABE News.